of the Christian calendar has officially declared Christmas is over with the celebration of Epiphany, it is time for us as spiritualists to continue to live with the idea of peace on earth and goodwill to men. It is time to embrace the winter season and to enjoy the winter landscape. Maria Robinson said, "Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending." When most of us have already forgotten our New Year's resolutions and are happily forgetting the 10 pounds we gained over the holidays, let us not forget what the Christmas season was all about. The natural law of love is the most powerful of all the natural laws. And as spiritualists, we need to lead by example. Set love in motion. Love is always out there, so use it wisely and to your advantage. Hope is always there. By doing so, you create healing and harmony. And who doesn't need a more peaceful life? Yes, let the car in front of you cut in during morning rush hour. Smile to a stranger on the street. Be grateful to the cashiers you encounter during the day. Be kind to any and all animals you see. Now that the season of giving is over, remember to donate to the animal shelters, the homeless shelters, and the soup kitchens. Donate your time here at CSE, a nursing home, a boys and girls club. Remember, the spirit of giving is not limited to several weeks of the year. The CSE community and your community honors your contributions to the lives of others. And it's not by my being a funeral director or your profession, but by the quality of the life you live. The Golden Rule, which we read this morning, states, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Remember, it is better to give than receive. And by doing so, you create a better world for yourself. So many of us made New Year's resolutions and may have stuck to them or may have forgotten them. But for a successful life, you need a plan. Use love as your plan. Let go of unwanted negative emotions. Remaining attached to negative events and beliefs is toxic. It's toxic to our minds, spirits, and lives. They drag you down and they make you sick. So every morning when you wake up, think of how good your day is going to be. Do not think of what you may perceive as lack, but concentrate on what you do have. This gives you the ability to value what you have, to affirm that you are important, and so is everybody else. This applies to family, to your workplace, and your community. Take the time to smile and say hello. This life is a spiritual journey. Don't be afraid. Let infinite intelligence into your life. Be kind to all, and the power of love will come back to you. Like attracts like. Use the feeling of love to create a better world for yourself. Yes, we need to start with ourselves and move out from there. be grateful and forgiving of yourself, and be grateful and forgiving of others. Express gratitude with every situation. Be thankful and appreciate every situation. You may learn a lesson from this, or you may be given the opportunity to advance. I think that by being grateful, we make our lives easier and receive more in return than we give out. Always be respectful of others. You do not have to have people walking all over you, but be mindful of them. You may have to redirect your thoughts. If you become upset or angry in a situation, learn how to redirect your negative thoughts into more positive thoughts. It is a great art of love to withhold judgment of another or oneself. As I said earlier, always expect the best and put that energy forward, an attitude of gratitude. Keep your attention in the present moment. Be mindful of all the good in your life and be prepared to share your joys. Take the time to work on your spiritual growth. Take the time to enjoy the silence. Be sure to meditate every day. Attend workshops and read books that will help you. Always be optimistic. Negative energy drains you. So and in your life. Don't be one of those people who always wants more what somebody else has. Be grateful for what you have. Success is in itself, success is in self-control and working towards your goals. Have a healing forgiveness ceremony. Write down several things you want to dismiss and then burn the paper. Bless your life and you will have more. Honor your mind, body, and spirit. As Andrew Jackson Davis said, keep an even mind. More joy, appreciation, optimism, and love. That is the law of abundance. Remember, in closing, it is in giving that we receive. Let the season of peace on earth and goodwill to men continue throughout the year. Thank you.